520 in Vegas, I got some cushy tryna slide. 520 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. 520 in Vegas, 520 in Vegas, yeah. 520 in Vegas, I got some cushy tryna slide. 520 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. 520 in Vegas, 520 in Vegas, yeah. Just left the plug, finna pin my brother up. Just got a smoking, finna roll another one. Put some wax in my blunt, man, that shit.
Coming live from Living Room Studios, it's the 420 in Vegas podcast. I'm your host, Vegas Zay, with my co-host, Chris.
Hi.
My brother, Ray Sun.
What's happening?
This is episode 92, and we are smoking on some Polaris head cheese from Planet 13, mixed with some mochi shatter. That's also from Planet 13. I had time to actually go to the store this week and go inside and look around and shit, and that shit caught my eye because it had 25 milligrams of fucking myrcene.
Okay.
Can I just say that I don't like that they move their pickup location. You can't go over where medical is anymore to pick up. You got to, like, go to, like, a random fucking...
Oh, lead. Inside?
Yeah, so...
Oh, you don't ever just drive to the drive-thru pickup?
It's what I do now because okay. I don't like change.
Yeah, there's hardly any way than drive-thru pickup.
That's not true.
Well, depending on when you go.
Well, I can't go until usually like 10 or 11, and it's always I have to basically smoke while I'm waiting sometimes.
I go like 9, 10 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Or right after work at like 6 o'clock, and there'd never be more than 2 cars in front of me.
Then there's the difference. Honestly, at night, I could be the first one up.
And some
and it's taking somebody a minute to come outside.
There's some Keef in that joint too, still left over from EJ Bernie.
Nice.
Shout out EJ.
Keep on burning.
Yeah, about to take us through the through the 100th episode, probably.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Probably will last. Yeah, I gotta grind some of that shit up. There's some balls of shit in there. 92 fucking episodes. We've been pretty consistent.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
We only missed when motherfuckers go on vacation or...
He's motherfuckers.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. I went somewhere last year. I forgot.
But ain't nobody been... You know what I'm saying? For the most part, we've been pretty healthy. Nobody been sick.
Right.
Called out sick or nothing like that. It's just...
Not too bad.
Shits came
Praise
up.
God.
Shits came yeah, up. Yeah, for whatever, sure.
That's
pretty
up.
Consistent. Because I look at some podcasts. There's a podcast I've been listening to for a couple of years. They're only on 140.
Mm. They've
been in the game 9 years. I'm like, damn. They take breaks. Hella breaks.
Get it in where they can get it in.
Yeah, real shit.
But, yep. How was your week, Chris?
Pretty busy. I've just been working a lot. It's obviously March Madness, and then also a cigar convention was in town. So, I've been pretty busy. Just super long days. I thought I was actually going to have to work today, but it all worked out. So, yeah. Nothing major. I don't be wanting to talk about I don't think my kids will ever listen to this, but if 5 years from now my son want to hear this, I don't want to be always bringing up embarrassing stuff. So
no. Shit.
What'd he do?
I don't want to tell y'all. I'll tell y'all off air.
Okay.
But just remind me to tell y'all. With this nigga. But he has started back after spring break way more consistent than he ever has. He's not had his phone for over a month now.
Damn.
And he is finally feeling it. And I'm also going to tell y'all, the story also has to do why he's also.
Wonder if he got a burner phone somewhere.
No.
Because a month is a long fucking time to go without a phone.
Stop by Walmart. Motherfuckers out front.
All the times he's been asking me for $10, he's just been saving
it
up.
He got him a little cricket somewhere.
No, but.
Mobile or something.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll kind of tell y'all what happened. So basically, my son will be 15 next month, right?
Okay.
So.
He's there.
God,
no Diddy,
bro. I am so sorry. Okay, if you ever listen to this, just know that I do this shit for laughs. Okay,
Mama
and
loves
I love you so much, and you were the fucking greatest. But this nigga likes to watch anime porn.
Ooh, that's some good shit.
Come on,
shit. Hey.
Okay, so listen.
Hey, nothing wrong with it, brother.
The problem is okay. Here's the problem, though. So this is what's wrong with it for me is that you don't have your phone, nigga. So you can't just be picking up anybody's tablet
He don't be clearing. He don't be clearing the memory out when he done.
It don't.
Okay. He begins.
I don't want to see. I don't want to see. I don't. No, nobody wants to like see that you've watched that you've been watching that on the fucking tablet with stickers and shit on it. Like,
so I've never seen anime porn. Is it is it just like regular porn but anime?
Yeah,
basically.
They go hard.
Like
though.
Like, but you know, you know how like
out the throat and shit sometimes.
Like,
a motherfucker be
it's
long
very
stroke.
It's very.
A motherfucker be long stroking a motherfucker, and the dick will be like coming out the imprint.
I was thinking more of like the woman's like body parts are accentuated. So like gigantic titties, like crazy shit like that.
And pussy be pretty on the motherfuckers. Though.
Oh come on!
I'm about to find out right now.
A good vagina in that. Japanese anime porn.
These niggas create a wonderful vagina.
Yeah, they are artistic.
Listen, and so I just need him, and so I don't know if that's also why he's like working so hard to get his stuff back. Cause like I basically was like, I can't tell you to not do this, like whatever, like, and I'm not gonna like fucking whatever you whatever, right? But you cannot be fucking just picking up any fucking tablet or phone in the house and doing that, looking at that shit. I need it to be in the privacy of your own electronics.
My guy said you ain't gave him his damn phone. He got to get it in where he can.
And his mama say, do your fucking homework, my nigga. Like, you're, all of this is on you.
You'll never tell him it'll make him go blind or grow hair on his hands. On his
For what? That's a fucking lie. Like, and like, I can't stop. Like, it's just something that fucking, I know that it happens. Like,
oh yeah, this is real porn.
Yeah, it's real porn.
Yeah. Nature, he's a
Jesus
spanking that right. Hammer.
Oh my god! So I'm just so that's what happened. Okay, he was fucking watching anime porn on somebody else's tablet, and that's just not okay.
It might be my new thing.
Okay, well, y'all can thank him anyway. So that's it. And again, Kaylin, I'm not shaming you, and I know you're a growing boy, and that's cool. But you please wait till you get your own shit, because I do not. I am not interested, personally.
We used to watch that shit in the 90s in Germany on DVD. Shit.
Oh, yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty graphic. But, I mean, honestly.
Maybe fucking demons. What,
okay,
shit.
So me and Josh were talking about when we, because I have to ask Josh to, like, relay stuff so that it doesn't sound like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's me saying it. And so
Josh like, hey, my nigga.
He was like, basically, stop getting caught. Like, and just, and get your shit back. Like, okay. But no, so me and Josh were talking, and he was like, he was like kind of shocked that that was the type of porn. And I was like, how are y'all shocked when this nigga wear anime shirts like and watch Dragon Ball Z and shit? Like, he obviously.
I mean, I ain't shocked. I like that kind of porn myself.
Shit, even, so. Okay, even it was a fucking, what am I trying to say? An anime show on Netflix. It was the cooking show. Okay. And I did a couple of like Netflix parties on it. And that shit was a cooking show, but like when people were eating, they were like having orgasms and like their shirts and shit was popping off. So like, damn, if they could just throw it into like random shit like that, like obviously that he would naturally probably that would be his first porn chick pick. And I'm like, I don't like whatever.
He fuck around, get a sex doll, couple more.
Oh god, that's why he need to get his phone back so he can start talking to some bitches.
Straight up.
And that was my week. Ray, how was your week?
Oh man, when I'm just trying to think, kids, Fifth Element. Last night I went out. My shit don't be interesting. It be interesting to me.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, sometimes you have some good ones.
What'd I do last night?
It ain't interesting to the nigga if he ain't almost in a fight.
Oh, he got a new beef somewhere.
I do have a thing about that too. I hate when you be cool with niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then the niggas change like a motherfucking werewolf. You know what I mean? Like, now all of a sudden, you're just a bitch ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? We was cool. And I'm not speaking to nobody, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. It shit happens. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
this dude was a cool guy. It might happen with women too. You know what
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, damn, this motherfucker just is
like he a weirdo.
Yeah, like a motherfucking weirdo.
Yeah, I hear you.
There's some niggas I know like that I went through my electrical apprenticeship with. But
right.
But nah, these niggas, they switch it up too much on some weird shit. Niggas getting arrested for sex offender shit.
Oh, no, yeah.
Let me ask y'all a question. I'm sorry, because something else happened, but I'm just going to ask the question, right? So, because you just made me think of this. So, you have a friend, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all have been friends for, like, the longest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you lose somebody in your family. And so, he just lost somebody in his family. Not recently, but like, okay, like within the same, you know what I mean, couple mm-hmm. years. So you come to him like to confide and be like, yo, blah, blah, blah. And then like you mention like, I don't know, like I'm trying to explain, I don't want to like people tell people's business. But anyway, so, and you mentioned like, you know, the other week, like, cause I popped a pill or whatever, like just a whatever, whatever.
Ecstasy,
and then,
ecstasy?
Yeah.
When? Recently?
Me? No, not me. I'm telling the story.
Oh, okay. I thought you were.
No, I don't do real drugs. Mushroom and weed.
Incorporating yourself into the story. I'm like,
No. Well, no, I'm just, it's two guy friends, right?
Okay.
And friends forever, whatever. So y'all both having a hard time. One of them.
Both of them losing somebody recently? You said?
Yes.
A couple years apart.
Yes. Like within like two and a half years. Right, okay. So you just confide in him. Y'all haven't seen each other. Y'all talk. You confide in him. Tell him, you know, the other day, blah, 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 I did that or whatever. Like, but never again, right? Mm-hmm. Like you did it like whatever, whatever. And that was it. Like, right. But I did it to because I was whatever, whatever. Right. And so the friend goes and tells another friend
mm-hmm.
that you down bad.
Because you popped a pill?
Yeah.
Why would they tell and that so, anyway? So, why would they so tell much, like that?
Right. So, right. So much so that the friend. Other, that the third friend, the second friend calls you like, hey man, I know you lost somebody recently, but I don't want to see you go down this dark path and shit right. like that. Like we're talking about adults.
Right.
This is not like a 20-year-old. Like we are talking about adults. Why would your friend from like seventh grade just like and not even like because it's not even that you've even checked up.
That's on some hater shit.
Right. Like you haven't even checked up, and actually, you're doing way better than this friend anyway. Like in
some
general,
some of your friends be your biggest motherfucking haters, though. You know what I'm saying?
I'm seeing that, and it's just as I get older and older, like it's just so like ridiculous that this shit never stops.
When you get to you're my age and you've seen it,
it never
all.
Stops.
You've seen it all.
It's people it your age on stops. My Facebook that I like went that lived in like my neighborhood that are arguing with niggas on the internet still, posting niggas social security on the
that's
fucking
wild.
It is a woman right now.
This nigga my age on Facebook still doing that shit to this day.
Yeah.
This bitch is on Facebook. I ain't gonna say no names, but it's a girl we
I'm
both
not gonna
know,
say
right,
no names.
Who was messing with this dude for the last 14 years and it was all love. Until it wasn't.
And now it's all on his shit, all on the business.
Now he's ain't shit, and now he's losing in life. But he ain't posted one thing about her. Every day she's like, yes. Oh, and look at the new bitch. She thinks she's the only one. He already got a side cheating on her. They both looking stupid.
I seen that.
I'm reading this shit like, no, bitch, you're looking stupid because ain't nobody's mentioning nothing about this but you. You know what I'm saying? You the only one constantly mentioning how down bad they are. Because of the relationship that him and you used to have.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I was going to comment on that.
I didn't say shit. I was just laughing. You saw it too, huh?
Yeah, I see
it. I pointed it out the other day, but I was like,
oh shit, they
it
broke
just
up.
Never yeah. stopped. Right. Clearly.
It's been good pictures for 14 right. years.
But he was a goofy, though. I mean, he wasn't.
I never
goofy,
met him.
So. I met him. He was at one. He came
why
to
you
one,
say he was a goofy?
Let's move
well,
on.
Well, no, we came to one reunion. And
now in here.
He tried to kick it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I was drinking and smoking.
Right.
And he was trying to mimic what I was doing, like right. every drink, every smoke he was doing.
You got fucked
what?
Up.
What?
Boy, he was throwing up in the fucking corner and shit. They were trying to get him to the goddamn bathroom. You know what I'm saying? This is a goddamn $700 suite. Give him to the bathroom so he don't keep throwing up in the fucking trash can. So from that moment on, I was like, this nigga is a fucking goofy.
Yeah.
But I was like, hey, that's whatever she wants. That's just your man and shit. But now it ain't her man and. Now he's a goofy all of a sudden.
But why?
I was like, no, that
I'm still stuck because the friend that was listening to this information, like, is fucking up with his baby mama,
yeah.
like, heavily drinking, like, right. doing, like, some, like, a real destructive shit.
He just wanted something to talk about. He just wanted to gossip. So he wanted to take
and
that
basically,
information.
Like, I ain't talked to him in a while, but the last time I talked to him, so he down bad, like.
Right.
That shit's crazy.
Yeah, shit, wow.
Anyway, the point is that shit don't stop. And kind of stop putting that shit on social media.
Yeah. That was just like, me saying, I hate you be cool with a motherfucker and they the motherfucking just turn.
Yeah, yeah.
Turn it's like
weird.
Walker.
It's weird. That's kind of what happened because, like, I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. It's weird. It's weird. But anyway.
We did another One Gotta Go show last night.
Okay.
Which was pretty dope. They did lyricists just off their pen game.
We talking about all?
No, four people. One Gotta Go.
Okay.
Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Andre 3000.
Okay.
Nas.
Okay.
And Eminem. If one don't got to go, you got to take a shot.
That's crazy that Jay's not there.
I just take a shot.
I mean, there's different people you could have put in, but that's just, you know what I'm saying?
Off their pen game?
Off their pen game. Not off record sales, just off their pen game.
I'd take a shot. Fuck it.
Okay. So Zay couldn't pick nobody. Nobody got to go. Their pen game, all the pen game.
All of them four are top notch to me.
I said Marshall Mathers got to go.
I definitely. It's definitely between him or Andre.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and so, I'm not even a Nas fan for real.
Oh boy.
Y'all some racist.
Whoa. I said or Andre. But Eminem's my first choice because get out of here.
My guy picked, he picked Andre 3000 too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I said Eminem. Just because I know he's dope as hell. I definitely know he's dope as fuck. But some of his pen game, which are dope ass songs, I ain't trying to hear the shit he talking about. You know what I'm saying?
That part.
I ain't trying to hear the shit he talking about.
That part.
So the rap might be good, but I ain't trying to hear
that
shit.
I don't really care about that.
Right. So that's why he could have went.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So what else did we do? The producers.
Okay, let's go.
Just Blaze.
Give me some good ones. Let's go. Yes.
Just Blaze. Kanye.
Okay. Ooh, okay. Okay, okay, okay.
Timbaland.
Okay.
And there was one more. Just Blaze, Kanye, Timbaland, and fuck, I can't remember the other one
now. Oh, I need to know the fourth one.
Just Blaze, Kanye, Timbaland. I don't know. I'm high already. It'll come to me later in the show.
It wasn't like a newer one. It's not like Mustard Boomin, nobody like that. Nah, okay, because the other three, I'm assuming. Was it...
Did you say Mustard Boomin?
I said it's not a new one like Mustard, Boomin.
Okay. Right. Fuck, why can't I think of Kanye?
Dang, I really need you to give me that fourth one.
Quick, DJ Quick.
Oh, Timbaland can go.
Yeah, I said no. Who did I say? I didn't say anybody could go. Because Timbaland, I think I said Timbaland first. I start thinking Timbaland did Jodeci, the show, the after party, the hotel, and you know
yeah,
that's,
yeah, I hear you.
And Timbaland got some shit.
No, he definitely does. Missy shit, but I could never get rid of Blaze, Kanye, or Quick.
Yeah,
that's my thing.
That's what I say. Even though I don't fuck with Kanye,
never get rid of Quick.
Right. Right.
And Justin Blaze is my favorite producer of the 90s and the early 2000s. So
there you go. There.
Yeah. So. Thank you for remembering that for us.
Right. There was some other shit too, but yeah. And then I took my ass home. But it was a lot of shit going on last night as far as hip hop in Vegas. Landlord was at Inferno. Bay Blue was at Big Jerk. IG the Label. I don't know if y'all know who that is, but they had a whole shit with a whole bunch of different artists performing.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't do none of that shit. But, but.
But at least you were aware of it.
Friday night.
Yes.
Tay Banz, y'all remember Tay Banz?
Yes.
He had a video shoot for his new video, new song, Girls Just Wanna Have Fun.
Okay.
We went to that after the show. Oh my God, it was broads everywhere in thongs, and we was at a mansion party. And
yeah.
Shit was crazy. Shit was crazy.
Can't wait to see it.
It's gonna be dope.
Were you in the video or?
No, we were in the video. We was just getting behind the scenes. I got hella behind the scenes footage. I'm gonna put it out in a minute. But yeah, up. It was crazy. A lot of ass shaking, a lot of ass wiggling.
Tip drill type shit?
Tip drill type shit.
I mean, he said a mansion and bad bitches. Like,
yeah.
It's obviously tripped.
Yeah, and it was a porn star's mansion. White porn star chick.
Oh, nice. They really know how to do it.
She wasn't there, but it was her.
Yeah,
her crib.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Damn.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was it, though.
That's cool.
That was my week. How was your week, Zaboo?
I've been chilling, man. Look at Ginger looking so peaceful, like she don't bite people.
Yeah.
I'm actively
I'm scarred for life.
Yeah. I'm actively.
And my daughter don't want to come to this motherfucking house ever.
You a victim? You a victim?
Hell yeah, I'm a victim. Bitch got me like motherfucking Dracula. Two motherfucking holes in my motherfucking ankle.
And scarred my girl's Zuri.
Yeah, Zuri don't want to come over this motherfucker for nothing. She cries.
Oh.
She's waiting for her little ass to go to the other room and then everything will be good again. I don't want her to go nowhere. I love Ginger, but yeah, bitch bit me.
I think I'm going to get her stuffed when she dies.
Oh, well, I've been seeing them little motherfuckers. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it can't be too much. The bitch is little as fuck.
Why don't you get all the rest of them, though?
Yeah.
They would, hell no, they weigh too much. Ginger don't weigh 10 pounds. Every other dog I had was too fat.
You balling? You can get a little fake dog.
You could have had a
plus they're too big. No, they're too big. I don't want no big ass German Shepherd.
No, I'm talking about Spike and Red.
Oh, I was talking about the big German Shepherd.
Yeah, I don't want a big ass German Shepherd in the corner.
Just fucking.
I got their ashes and I got their paw prints.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah, for real.
She ain't going nowhere, though. She ain't going
nowhere. Yo, that bitch will be 15 in June.
How much is that?
That's what, like times eight?
They say seven, right?
Years, right? Seven.
I think she can't be because that's like 130 or 120.
Yeah, she old as hell. I don't mean nothing. They got sea turtles that old.
That bitch still spry. She can still jump up and down on the couch and shit. Jumps off the bed. I don't like her jumping off the bed, though.
Yeah, you might need to call like, a chill out, Ginger. People over here for her.
I'd be like, chill out, Ginger. You're going to break a leg, bitch. But no, I'm actively looking for another dog right now. I want another German Shepherd.
Oh, it's going to be a sad day when Cairo go.
I don't have animals. I mean, I feel like when we finally like settle in our house, like I guess we'll probably get a puppy. I don't know. It has to be hypoallergenic,
right?
Because me and my daughter and my son are allergic as hell.
We're thinking about getting the doodle. Which one of them is hypoallergenic? The big one.
What does that mean?
The Labradoodle, not the Labradoodle.
Thinking the golden doodle.
That's the golden retriever and the doodle?
I don't know. Whichever one is the biggest doodle, that's the one weird thing about getting one because Deanna's cousin's going to get, either we'll get the girl and she's going to get the boy,
uh-huh.
Or we'll get the boy and we get the girl, and eventually we'll make them motherfuckers because you can sell them for hella bucks.
Yeah.
So, but I'm still going to get my German Shepherd.
Are you going to get him while she's still alive?
Hell yeah.
Okay, yeah. She needs the boss. She had a whole crew.
Ginger was the queen bee of the dogs. She was a mother to all of them motherfuckers. Even though Spike was her husband, she was still his mother. She had 14 kids with him.
Yeah, Ginger ruled this motherfucker with an iron paw. She really did.
She used to fucking snap at Kane, and he was fucking 96 pounds. And he would just walk over her ass, and she would just be lunging at him and shit, trying to bite his throat.
She didn't bite him?
Hell yeah, she used to bite Kane.
Oh, okay.
Look at it.
She was making a nigga run.
He's talking about me. Niggas talking about me.
But yeah, no, it's just
she said, hell yeah, I bit that nigga and I'll bite him again.
Right.
I ain't been doing shit. I've been winning a little bit of money on basketball this week. I've been kind of semi-locked into this March Madness shit.
Yeah, it's been interesting.
And NBA and shit. But the weather was good yesterday. I had a little barbecue and shit. And my pool's almost done.
Nice.
I seen that shit. That shit looked crazy as hell last week.
Oh, when they were scraping it up?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, when they cut out, chiseled out all the old plaster and shit.
Yeah.
LSU better get their head out of their ass or these bitches going to lose to Middle Tennessee State University where our sister went to college.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Ain't today April's birthday?
Happy birthday, April?
No, her birthday is the
24th. Today's the 4th.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure what day it is.
Okay, well, happy birthday, girl.
Happy birthday. Gotcha. Hope it ain't belated. Happy birthday.
It's the 24th today, though.
Oh, okay. But no, I had a little barbecue yesterday and shit. And I fucking, man, them ribs were motherfucking exquisite.
Why you talking about April shit? He ain't invite us to.
April birthday tomorrow. No, but because they're
you pork, bring pork, none of them samples.
Pork ribs. Pork ribs.
Yeah, pork I haven't eaten that shit.
Oh, okay. I'm interested.
I do got some beef burgers and hot dogs, Frank's leftover if you want to make
I'll definitely take some home.
Yeah. I said if you want to make a play, I didn't say take some.
God damn, you feed me, you gotta feed the whole family.
Yeah. I Zuri can't even come over here.
I can spare a dog and a burger each for all of y'all. But yeah.
There you go. A dog and a burger each.
That's cool.
That's better than anywhere out in the fucking
just
world.
Just go make some paper, some potato salad and you straight.
Got that too. Got the potato salad too.
Oh, you're gonna make that.
You can keep your own motherfucking potato salad.
You don't like potato salad?
I don't like other people's potato salad.
Potato salad or coleslaw?
Potato salad.
Potato salad or coleslaw?
Potato salad. But I'll fuck up some coleslaw though. I love coleslaw with fish. I love it with fish.
I'll eat it, but I really don't give a fuck about it.
I like it with my Long John Silvers or Captain D's. But my ribs, nigga, I fucked these ribs up. Let me tell you how I made it. I just did this. I took the ribs, the pork ribs. I know you don't fuck with pork ribs, but
I'm listening.
I slathered the motherfucker with just some regular mustard.
Imagine this beef. Okay.
Then I have this.
You slathered them with mustard?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Both sides. Then I got this this garlic blend that I got from Costco, and Kenders? I got this Hawaiian shit. This Hawaiian spicy blend, Hawaiian spicy barbecue blend that I got in Hawaii. And I, bam, threw them both them motherfuckers on thick paste on both sides.
I already know.
Wrap that bitch up in foil.
If y'all know how Zay eats, they have shit coming all outside his mouth. And mustard and shit all down his motherfucker.
Wrap this shit up in foil. I threw them motherfuckers on the fucking, I got the grill to about 550. I threw them motherfuckers in the back, just in the back of the grill. Then I threw my chicken on and my links and shit and cooked that shit. And by the time the chicken and the links were done, I opened that motherfucking foil, and I took the motherfucking ribs out then and threw them on the grill. Just raw dog on the grill, and then fucking dumped the juices from the foil on top of the motherfuckers and let them cook for another, you know what I'm saying? Got some nice little black on the motherfuckers from both sides, threw some motherfucking barbecue sauce, threw them on the top rack and let them sit for like 10 good motherfucking minutes. The way them niggas was eating them motherfucking ribs, the way them niggas was eating them motherfucking ribs was like they had never ate ribs in their life. I had to cut my shit. I cut mine immediately and put them in a plate to the side. Yeah, or I would not have gotten none of them motherfuckers. Right.
That's how you got to do it when you
were they slurping their fingers and shit.
Everything. One nigga, I thought he had passed out or something. He was just sitting there with the rib hanging out.
He got the ice
for like 2 minutes.
I was sucking on that motherfucker, the marrow out the motherfucker.
We were looking at the motherfucker like this nigga gonna blink.
Y'all asleep.
So yeah, I know you don't fuck with the pork. But I made them pork ribs. I'm
sorry. Like, it's just some things that, like, can't be replaced. Like, a beef rib is cool, but a pork rib is just like.
Man, when I was in Germany, they used to, at the.
Turkey bacon, cool.
At the commissary.
And turkey sausage is more than like the beef sausage I do.
I like turkey sausage. Like, if we're talking like links and patties.
Yeah, the big curd motherfucker. Yeah, no ditty.
Yeah.
When I was in Germany, we used to. There's at the commissary, you go get like a sub made, and we'd go get one of the motherfuckers made for lunch. But every now and then, there'd be a vendor outside the commissary, a German dude, and he'd be barbecuing these fucking like pork steaks and putting them on the motherfucking
like
bread.
Like a pork chop?
Not like a pork chop. It was like, more like a.
Like from like a roast? From like a pork roast?
I don't know, man.
Well, I just don't know what a pork steak is. I mean,
fucking pork steak.
I don't know. I've never heard of that. What part of the bull is a steak?
No, it's the horse. I mean,
what? No, I know, but I'm trying to understand what part of the pig is a pig steak.
I don't know, but it's
not just like a big ass slice of ham.
Nah,
I don't understand.
if they sell pork steak in the store, I know that for sure.
But what part of the cow is the steak?
Got to be in the ass cheek
or something.
So it's pig's ass. Because the pork shoulder is just a roast.
I don't know. All I know is the motherfucker was selling.
I'm sorry. I need to know what a pork
shit right here, right?
The German man was selling the shit outside the motherfucking store and making a sandwich out of it on some hot bread and shit. That shit used to go.
Oh, the bread was probably fresh, huh?
Hell, fuck yeah. But, man, there was some good-ass food in Germany. I had a good-ass time in Germany. I've lived such a better life than the average nigga just because I've got to travel.
It's pork shoulder. Okay, girl.
It was the shoulder or the ass, one or the other.
Okay.
But, yeah. Pork
so it's
good.
A slice of a roast.
Shit, I used to cook pork steak, like, when I was in the Army.
Yeah.
And the nigga was like, I would
See, I don't
I haven't had it in a long ass time, but I would take pork steak. I would put it in a fucking a pan. I'd cut up some carrots and onion and throw some garlic in that bitch. And I put it in the motherfucking oven for like fucking, this is my go-to meal for the bitches when I invite a bitch over.
Okay, okay.
And boom.
You would make a pork steak?
Hell, motherfucker, yeah.
I don't want, because they liked them because they were like eating them on from niggas on the street already.
Like if I met a girl and I, you know what I'm saying, was trying to get some ass and wanted to invite her over for dinner into the crib.
Yeah, you would make her
bitch gonna eat whatever the fuck I cook. You know what I'm saying? But I'd make regular like spaghetti and shit. But sometimes I'd make I had a little specialty with the pork steak shit.
Okay.
I wouldn't fuck with no Muslim hoes, so you know what I'm saying? Nobody ever complained about the motherfucking pork steak shit. But I put that bitch in the oven kind of like a roast shit. And it was good as a motherfucker. With some motherfucking baked mashed potatoes, and man, had sour cream and butter in the motherfucking chive and the motherfucking mashed potatoes. They were so fucking good. Some milk.
You're going all out for your hoes.
Corn, clearly.
It was cheaper. This was a very cheap meal to buy at HEB.
I'm talking about the work to put in to cook that motherfucker.
I mean, you gotta be a gentleman. What the fuck? You just getting a bitch over, finger her,
yeah, hell yeah, get the fuck out.
I was a gentleman. I treated every bitch like my girlfriend.
Pork steak, guy.
I tried to treat every bitch like she was my girlfriend for the whatever time she had with me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She was my woman for that time. Mm-hmm. But if you see me with another bitch tomorrow, bitch, just remember that you had your time. And now it's hers. So, and if I happen to act like I don't know you, hey, bitch, I got amnesia.
Not amnesia. Amnesia.
But yeah, but no, niggas was fucking them ribs up I made yesterday.
Hey, okay, my bad. I'm talking and, when your week's over. Just stop something real quick.
And I still ain't went to see Dune 2, man. Fuck.
Me neither.
I might go see it.
I'm not.
No, I want to see that in the theater.
I don't know why. Like, yo, TV is big enough to watch some sand blow around. 100-inch
TV.
No, but Dune was a good
movie. To watch sand blow around?
It's more than that.
Why you get this big-ass TV?
For sports.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And for my PlayStation.
Good answer.
Great answer. Yeah.
PlayStation. Okay. He played Call of Duty on this bitch. It's like with the lights off and the sound up. Shit. I need to get me a what's called, though. I'm going to get a bigger TV, but I need to get a surround sound.
These things ain't going to get a bigger TV.
A bigger one.
Because that'll fit in my bedroom.
This is what, 80?
85.
Excuse me. I guess it's different because if it was 90, you'd be like, nah.
Yeah.
It's a 90, nigga.
I would have got a 90 at the time, but at the time, this was the biggest one they had in the store. So I was like, let me get it.
This big
one. This will fit in your bedroom and it won't be like too big.
Yeah, because my bed's all the way back.
Oh, okay.
Against the wall.
Cool.
Against one wall. And I got a 70 in my room now, so.
All right.
That used to be out here. Just rotate them hoes, you know what I'm saying? Boom.
Where the 70? Where are you going to put the 70?
In that room? Yep.
And then where you
I got a small one out there. That one's a 55.
Oh, okay. That is, okay.
It's a small one.
Yeah.
Average household probably got a 55, 60.
60, yeah.
Well, I mean, hey, get the money up, nigga. They have Black Friday once a year, every year.
Walmart actually has been having a great sale on TVs.
They get a 90-inch at Walmart for $700, probably.
Yeah, well,
probably. Yeah, probably.
That mother going to be a KTV. But it's going to be a smart TV, all that shit.
Yeah, all of that shit.
I ain't never heard this brand before. It's a smart TV, nigga. It's got Hulu.
Right. Put your Netflix in.
The instructions are in motherfucking Chinese. Yeah, yeah. When you pull up, you got to switch to English and shit on the screen.
It's out there, though.
But you can get it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We're getting too high. We've been talking. Our week's taking way too fucking long.
Not really.
It's average. Like about 40 minutes.
40 minutes. It really is.
Man. I'm ready for it's spring. That's why I barbecued yesterday, because this was the first week of the spring.
You ready to get this shit cracking.
And actually, one of my not blood nieces, but nieces, she was the one who wanted to have a barbecue, right? Because she wanted to introduce us to her nigga. Because her dad and her ain't tight like that.
Okay,
so,
cool.
And I've known her since she was a little girl. So she, you know what I'm saying? She fucks with me. I'm her uncle to
Got
her,
it.
Right?
So
she wanted us to meet the nigga, right?
Yes.
He's a Mexican nigga. Mexican nigga, first of all. And
taller than her, shorter than her?
Taller than her, but short.
Okay.
He's probably 5'10" or something like that.
Okay.
Nigga shows up with 2 6-packs of Red Stripes.
How old are they?
Okay.
He's 33.
So 30, check.
No, he's 32. She's 22.
Right. He's 32?
Yeah.
She's 22.
Yeah.
Okay, so he brought your beer.
Yeah.
Right, the right beer.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I want it to be a problem.
I'm waiting.
I want that 32, 22 to be a problem.
I mean.
I know. I just wanted to be.
I married a person 13 years older than me.
No, I don't mind it, but it just, it when it comes to your younger.
Because 22. Family.
That's why you want to meet the nigga.
Yeah.
What kind of nigga are you at 32?
Yeah.
He wasn't no. These niggas are younger than we were at this age. These niggas are having roommates and shit in their 30s.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And still, like, living a party life. But if you don't have no kids at 32 years old, shit. If I didn't have no kids at 32 years old, I was out there wilding at 32. Right. You know what I'm saying? That's how I met the internet when I was 32. But, so I just wanted to meet the nigga and see what kind of man he was.
Okay.
Why are you interested in this 22-year-old girl that still lives at home with her fucking mom?
Okay, boom.
Yeah. But then he's basically a nigga that's just not too far removed from living at home with his goddamn mom.
Oh, okay. Know? Okay.
So, but he was cool. But he was her speed. So I was like.
Okay. What does he do?
Tattoo.
That's cool.
Tattoo nigga works at the shop right around the corner where my homeboy, Tony.
Right here?
Tony used to work at. Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay.
That's cool. All right, cool.
Nigga bought the beer I like, so that was already a plus. But nigga didn't bring no weed.
Did he
but
smoke?
He smoke?
Nah.
Oh, shit. So he was supposed to bring me for
it. Well, you supposed to find out what I like and bring it all.
He bought
and bring it all.
But he got the
nigga, you ain't her motherfucking dad, nigga.
But still, she brought him over here for meet me, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But anyway, he got the thumbs up. But he was all right. But I was watching the nigga because she asked her cousin for a ride. She's like, I'm probably going to get a home ride home with y'all or some shit. The nigga volunteered too quick. I can get a ride home.
Wait, who asked for a ride home?
She asked her cousin. She was here with her cousin was here too. Her female cousin was here with her nigga who showed up with a fucking 12-pack of Trulies.
Mm. Truly,
yeah,
gotta have something for the females.
Nobody wants.
Man,
that.
I'm thinking.
You should say, "Hey, my nigga."
I said, I'm gonna
stop you at the door.
Yeah. No, you leave them Trulies in the car.
I didn't say nothing. But
Trulies is for you, but, and these are the motherfucking red stripes is for me.
Nigga. Right? And I better not catch you with a red stripe in your hand.
Nigga with the Trulies showed up first, right? So I'm like, I didn't even put them hoes in the refrigerator. I just sat them on the table. Okay, I'm like, all right, just if anybody wants one of these fucking Trulies, they're right here. You know what I'm saying? The nigga with the red stripe showed up. I said, this is how you show up to a nigga's house.
Who came first? The Truly nigga?
Truly nigga came first.
So I said, this is how you show up to a nigga's house. You find out what he likes, and you bring that shit. That's why my fucking fridge is full of red stripes right now, because I had mine in there already.
Right.
But this nigga brought 12 more, so I'm like, hell yeah.
Okay, so Truly, so.
They're sitting on the table right now in the kitchen.
No, okay, that's fine. But no, so. The girl cousin asked for a ride. Why? Where was that Truly? Where was Truly nigga at?
No. The girl cousin brought the Truly nigga with her.
Yes. She asked for a ride?
No.
My niece other one
asked her cousin for a ride. So she said, I might ride with you.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
She didn't feel like driving because she'd been taking hella shots. And
why is she asking for a man?
Yeah, that's what I'm confused. Where was Red Stripe nigga?
He's new. They're not together, you know what I'm saying? She likes him.
Okay.
And she'd bring him around to see what we
think. Oh, so he came alone.
Yeah.
That's what we're missing.
Yeah, no, because he was at work when she came over here hella early.
Yeah, I was thinking they showed up together.
We were thinking they showed up together.
No. He got it. Later he was
Understood.
Work.
So your niece asked for a ride home from Truly Nigga.
She said I might get it because her mom was here too.
Okay.
So she didn't know she was going to ride back with her mom.
Yes.
Or ride with her cousin. So she said, I might get a ride with you. mom leaves early type shit.
Yeah.
And so the nigga was like, I'll give you a ride home.
Truly like, nigga.
Yeah. No. Red stripe nigga. Her
red
nigga.
Stripe nigga. Yeah,
her,
okay.
Her, oh, her future nigga.
Thank you.
Her
got
could,
it.
Could be future.
And he
nigga.
Was like, oh, I'll take you.
Yeah. And I looked over like, you volunteering a little too quick, nigga. Why you want some alone time when she's a little inebriated? So, I didn't say that. But I looked. My look said it all.
They probably been alone together.
Already.
Right. I mean, she's a grown fucking woman, 22 right. years old. About to be 23 in September, so.
Yeah.
Brains but it's just, tight.
But it's just, you know how these niggas are. I know how I was at 32. I was a motherfucking experienced cocksmith.
So, come on.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Not a
shit.
What the? Okay. All right.
I knew women my age were easily swayed by my game. So a younger broad was just like, come on. Shooting fish in a fucking barrel.
Easy money. I got you. Yeah.
But that was my week. The ribs were good as a motherfucker.
My
grill, man, I shine that bitch. I cleaned my grill up yesterday and shit. I got to get a new grill cover, though. But I'm getting a new grill, too. But even though, like, I just want to have two grills. I want to get me a Traeger. I've always said, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to get me a Traeger one fucking day. They're just so expensive. But now, it's like, come on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can fucking afford to get a fucking Traeger. So I'm going to get one. Because I want like something that I can smoke on and smoke and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because even if you don't know how to do something.
Oh, we got it. We just got it. Or we didn't have just got it. But we've had it for like a couple months.
A Traeger?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, shit.
Sorry, I was kind of listening. But yes, we have
them
one.
Hoes
it's
cost
great.
Over $1,000 and shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's great.
My last grill only cost $240 from motherfucking home. No, from Lowe's.
My shit cost $35.
You're probably getting lead poisoning when you put your shit on that.
Please stop. But no, that shit is amazing.
Yeah, my shit cost $35.
I want a pizza oven. I mean, ideally in my dream home, I want like
a pizza oven where your shit rotates or some shit like that. Because your oven is a fucking pizza oven. My oven works just fine when I make it.
Yeah, my oven.
I mean, what you need some specific
I understand
shit.
What you're saying.
You need some wood fired.
She's one of the little counter motherfuckers.
Yeah, I like the that gives like the wood fire like bottom and stuff like that.
Okay.
Ideally in my home, in my like dream home, I have one on my back patio.
I want a crushed ice maker.
I'm
about to get one of them
as a mixologist, yeah. I would love one.
Where was I at? I was at somewhere
like,
the other day and they
Amazon. Make sure that you're looking at like the lightning deals and stuff because they come up a lot for the lightning deals, but they still going to run you a little bit.
It don't matter. I need that motherfucking that ice you get from Sonic or
the little
Chick-fil-A.
Bitty ice.
I was high as a motherfucker. I don't know whose house I was at. Oh, no, it was at work. That's where I was at work. One of the shots we were checking the lights in. They had, man, they got a nice little, they got two popcorn machines, two popcorn makers. They got the ice maker that makes the little round.
And then the crushed ones?
Pellets and the crushed ones.
Mm.
That's a good refrigerator when you get one of them.
We telling our boss, like, what the fuck, man? We can't order this shit for our shop, man? Y'all get us new chairs and new computers. And they like, we got y'all a whole kitchen, which they did get us. We do got a stove.
Let's just add an ice maker to that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like, let's get an ice maker. But where was that? What was it talking about?
Nothing. What was you gonna say earlier?
Pizza ovens. It was just some shit that we had on Fifth Element. It was Cardi B, Rhapsody. It's the regular fucking female rappers. Nicki Minaj and Lotto. Mary, Smash, Kill.
Hold on.
And Side Chick.
Okay, one more time.
Mary Smash Kill.
And Side Chick.
And Side Chick. And who is it?
Cardi B. Nicki Minaj. Lotto. And Rhapsody.
Kill Rhapsody.
Killing.
Kill Rhapsody.
I'm killing Nicki.
Shit.
Sorry.
She's going to get one. She's getting fucked. Well, no. What was the other one? Kill and Mary. What else?
Yeah. Fuck Mary.
Mary. Fuck
kill,
Mary. Kill and what else?
And side chick.
Fuck Mary. Kill and Side Chick. Okay, I'm killing Rhapsody.
Damn. Okay. Why are you killing Rhapsody?
Come on. We're going straight off sex appeal, and she's the last. She's losing in that.
So one cat said he would keep her as a side chick for his peace.
Yes, that's exactly what I was gonna say.
Okay.
Because I'm killing Nicki, and she could be my side piece. And who the other two?
Lotto
and Lotto.
I'm marrying Lotto. I'm fucking Nicki, and I'm side chicken Cardi B. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to side chick Rhapsody.
Sorry,
Rhapsody. I'm going to kill Nicki Minaj. I'm going to have, I think I just have sex with Lotto, and I think I'd like to marry Cardi.
Somebody said marry Cardi because she'd be fun.
Yeah, she's awesome. Like,
right.
I would shit, have I saw, the best time.
I saw Lotto twerking the other day. She'd be fun too.
Another cat said he would marry Lotto because he wants something fine to wake up to every morning.
Plus, she okay. ain't got two kids already. Cardi B got two kids already. Okay. Nicki Minaj got one, so.
Well, Nicki Minaj's dead in my story. So.
She's fucked in mine.
Yeah, I just wanted to get that out.
She's fucked specifically from the back.
Oh God.
I'm gonna test that
real quick. Annoying as hell.
Anaconda.
Whose song is that? That's
Nicki's.
Hell yeah.
That's what he's talking about. So speaking of songs, guys. Kendrick.
Mm. There we go. I forgot about that.
So I didn't know.
That was amazing.
So good.
That.
And can I just say, listen, I am a person when it like comes to music, like lyrics are important, right? But I am like 1000% a like music person, like sound, right? Metro Boomin did his fucking shit. Like, there was that, like, long, like, just music part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he is how he good.
That Easy shit in there.
That nigga is good.
Yeah, I gotta listen to the album, the whole album, and see like, what else is on there.
He Boomin gives me Justin Blaze, like, feels. Like, how he, like, produces, like, Mustard's good. Like, other, like, these other niggas out here are good. Fucking, what's his name? I can't think of nobody else right now. Anyway, but other niggas is good, right? Yeah. But like Metro, like he's that nigga.
Yeah,
he's
Metro that nigga. Doing his thing.
He really is.
Crazy. That shit came out of that song came out of nowhere.
Out of fucking nowhere. We thought this nigga was just not caring like he usually don't. And this nigga came out and was like,
yeah.
Just basically ripped first person shooter to strays. And poor J. Cole, poor Jermaine, just getting the strays. Like,
his ass, hey, it's 48 hours. Let's get some music out there.
Let's hear what we got.
There's some are saying that they're intellectual rappers, so you know they taking their time. They gonna goddamn come
it.
With some shit, but
I get it.
I want to see Drake come with some shit because everybody said he's the weakest link out
Drake,
of the three.
Because Drake got to get the OVO sweatshop in.
Hey, but them motherfuckers, you know they gonna put in some work.
They gonna be like, "What about this? What about this?" Yeah, no, for sure. They're up all night, but I didn't really realize that there was like beef because it's Metro. It's Metro and Drake and. Metro and Drake, right?
Metro and Future.
And Metro and Future are dissing Drake.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So it's that's the OG. Like that's the origin of the beef, right?
Right. Supposed to be over a bitch.
That's what they said.
Rick Ross unfollowed Drake today.
Mm.
And Nav.
He unfollowed Nav?
Nav unfollowed Drake. And Rick Ross unfollowed Drake.
Ooh.
I'm like, the fuck is going on?
Aubrey,
this shit about to get good.
Yeah, and you know what's so great about this is that it ain't gonna like spill over.
Yeah, it ain't gonna be no. It shouldn't be fine. Yeah, it should be all lyrical.
It should be fine. It should be good.
But niggas is dumb. You know what I'm saying? Niggas getting the club together and not it'd be their entourage.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It'd be the entourage. Be like, hey, fuck them niggas. I slap that nigga.
Yeah,
and then boom. Drake in the news.
Like the niggas
sued.
Kendrick with really will slap that nigga. Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah. I think they all got slappers on their team by now, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Musically.
Yeah.
I've liked way more Drake music and way more Cole music than I have of Kendrick's music. Even though I've liked Kendrick. I like Pimp. I mean, I liked Good Kid, Mad City. I fucking love from front to
always,
back.
That's a great one, but everybody always forgets about like.
I like Section 80. I like Section 80, but I'm talking about Good Kid, Mad City. I used to play on repeat at work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I didn't fuck with To Pimp a Butterfly at all. What else did they do? Some Rose Grew from the Concrete else shit.
Damn, the was
Black Panther
was
soundtrack.
I didn't fuck with that. I didn't fuck with Damn.
Why?
I just didn't. I ain't into that shit.
Dan was good.
Dan was very good.
I liked the one with my auntie is a man now. What was that?
Steppers, Mr. Morale.
Yeah. I like the Steppers shit when I was on shrooms. I ain't really listened to it off shrooms, but I really loved
this,
it.
That was the one that I could do without, honestly. The Nilla last one.
But, it, I mean...
But he still got it. I mean, but like he'll say, always
but
have
then,
it.
But they like, put out more consistent. They put out more and consistent good music to me.
Yeah,
because Kendrick ain't bothered. He don't care. That's the whole. He must have been bothered
because he came out with that. He came shooting
to tell,
with that
to tell y'all that.
Yeah, he was definitely bothered. He was definitely bothered. Shit, he was okay. Okay,
like, I'm really tired of y'all niggas acting like.
I think he should have did it on his own though. I think he should have did it without Future. I think he should have had his own rollout for his own shit. You know what I'm saying?
He might not make another song for the next 2 years. Though.
Yeah, like he not on there right
I
now.
I saw some tweet. Damn, I wish I would have wrote
that's what I'm saying. Out. He might as well eat off that.
I saw some tweet that before said that nigga
Future
said,
about to eat off that.
I don't respect this because he's gonna come and throw some shots like this and then wait another 2 years and put out a what did he say? Trap symphony or some shit. Or some shit. I forgot the tweet.
Thing is, he got to be ready to defend what the fuck he just said. Because yeah. Now, if they come back, you can't just let shit be over with.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah. If they come back. Drake, if he comes back. Or he'd be,
come on,
like,
Cole.
Or he could be like, I'm going to Ibiza, nigga.
Come on, Drake.
Just fight it out. Fight it out for second place.
They showed a picture of Drake looking bad. This is like, this is like this photo take 24 hours after the what to go.
Stop it!
I was like, come on, man, they had him looking bad. I was like, no.
So stupid.
I know one thing.
What?
Donald Trump has till tomorrow to post $400 million worth of fucking bond, or Letitia James can start taking this motherfucker's property or start seizing property and bank accounts and shit.
Wait.
He has to give who money? The government?
He has to... No, let me see. I'm confused. Donald Trump legal team are working hard ahead of the former president's Monday deadline to secure a bond for the multi-million-dollar civil fraud judgment against him. Yeah, okay.
What's a bond? Can you, like, for, like, people that don't really... What's a bond?
If he wants to repeal the case, appeal the... the judgment against
him. Oh, because he's supposed to be going to jail, right?
No. This is just, he's been charged civil? 400 and something. He's been charged 300 something million, but with interest and other shit, it's 460 something million right now.
Okay, so basically he has until tomorrow
put that money up for bond, for them to hold that money so that he can appeal the judgment against him.
Okay. Oh, so it's not to finish it. It's to put a pause on it so that he can try to be like, appeal that redo
money.
It.
Yeah, well, something. But he's fucked. He got to get that money up. But this ain't the jail case. This ain't the jail case. This is the one that just where he can't do business in New York and shit like that for a certain amount of years.
But he not that cash rich, right?
Hell fuck no, he ain't. But supposedly he's a billionaire. Multi-billionaire. $10 billion, supposedly.
I think.
But I've been watching this shit on the news all week. They scrambling right now. He said he tried 30 different bond companies, and his lawyer told the judge it's almost impossible to get this kind of for somebody to loan him some money. Even on Fox News, they were saying some motherfuckers just don't want to loan the money because they know they might not get this shit back. Mm. Because the nigga been known to stiff niggas in the end. Mm. And if he'll stiff you for $10 million, what the fuck you think he ain't gonna stiff you for $460 million?
Mm.
So niggas gonna be fucked. We'll see tomorrow because. Tomorrow, I'm going to be watching news updates at work throughout the day if I can, because I want to see if they start seizing that nigga's property, take Trump Tower and shit, and take his golf course or some shit. Because they can take whatever he has in New York, I think.
That's interesting. Didn't they just, like, tear it down?
Hell no. Fucking put a motherfucking, make it into a motherfucking migrant housing.
Or something.
Man. Trump 2024 is looking real motherfucking, it's about to happen.
Yeah.
It's about to fucking happen.
It does look.
I don't know. Biden hooked up some motherfuckers with some more student loan shit the other day. Another $6 billion in student loan.
Not fucking me, even though I have that letter saying that my shit would be cleared. Not fucking me.
I just think they the shit that we've seen on Biden with him falling all off the bike and talking crazy and rambling and shit. I don't think motherfuckers don't want that as a president. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't want that representing America.
I'd rather vote for that and hope he dies in office and Kamala takes over than vote for Trump.
Damn.
Because voting for Trump is, motherfuckers said, they're going to end motherfucking, do their best to end abortion nationwide, everywhere. Which is a strike against, women ain't going to go for that shit. Most women ain't, I don't
think. No, that's crazy.
Most of the women that voted for Trump, against Trump last time, are the same women that still not voting for fucking Trump this time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they'd rather have a fucking handicapped Biden than that motherfucker, knowing that if something
their
does happen to him.
Their rights are protected.
If something does happen to him, then boom. We got
plus
the first
you got
one.
Millions we of first-time voters president. Are going to be 18 or whatever. That yeah. They're like, oh, hell no.
Girls yeah. that were in these states where all their life, I mean, when they were younger, not to say they was fucking or whatever, but all their life they knew they were protected. If they say they got pregnant or whatever, they'd be able to go get an abortion. And then the year before they could start voting, they lost the ability to have a fucking abortion in their state because of the Supreme Court justices that Trump appointed. And now they can vote. They'd be like, hell yeah, I'm not voting for this motherfucker. So I think Biden's going to win again. But it's 4 years after that that I wonder what's going to go down.
Right.
There's going to be somebody new on both sides. Because you ain't going to tell me that fucking 82-year-old or 84-year-old Trump is going to try to fucking run in 2000 and motherfucking...
Oh, you mean...
If he loses this time.
I think he might try to, y'all. Like,
nah.
He crazy. Y'all don't
if,
think
no,
he...
If the Republicans are that fucking stupid to let this nigga have their party on lock for that long...
Here we are.
They are fucking ridiculous. Because, I mean...
Well, it's not that long. It's just another 4 years.
Yeah, just like this wasn't that long.
That's a long time
to wait.
So if he wins this time, it's the same.
This is exactly.
But I think
you're talking about just the whole process of.
I think he's lost more voters. I think he's lost more voters than he gained because of some shit like women's reproductive rights. I thought that was the biggest damn deal breaker would be women's reproductive rights.
Right. I thought so too.
But. Some white women don't give a fuck. Them bitches like would rather be in The Handmaid's Tale. So, you know what I'm saying? But we'll see.
Oh shit.
We'll see. I'm at that point where, hey, I don't give a motherfucker. As long as they can't replace my job with no illegal niggas or robots. So I'm good. I can make it 4 years, and I'm not getting the hoes pregnant, so I don't really give a fuck what they do with abortion.
That's terrible. Terrible.
Nigga, whoever said they gonna give me some reparations is who I'm fucking voting for.
Yeah, me too. Even if I don't get it, just tell me we got a chance.
That's again. Not enough for me. I need like
Biden. Something. All Biden got to do if the nigga want to win, just give these niggas a fucking stimulus check.
I want
give
my
these niggas a $1,400 stimulus check, Biden, and
gone.
You win. You get the narrative. Cause a lot of these motherfucking niggas that ain't never voted before, when they talk about voting, they're like, "I'm voting for Trump." That nigga gave me that stimulus check. I had $1,200 for a whole month.
Now that
barely
pays people
rent. I
like
them motherfucking stimulus checks.
It was only one of them, wasn't it?
No, it was three of them motherfuckers.
Oh, goddamn.
Shit.
How much were they?
$1,200.
Each time?
Yeah.
Nah, fuck that.
Yeah, shit. That's you.
I was working at the time. I worked the whole time, so.
Hey, it's a bunch of us that wasn't here. Yeah.
We had six weeks off, too.
Bring the checks back.
When the shit first happened.
Who in office? Just bring the checks back.
When that shit first happened, we got
monthly
6 weeks off with pay. I remember the first week when our paychecks hit direct deposit, we had a group text. Everybody was like, "Nigga, did you get paid today?" We're like, yep. Like, damn, this shit is real then. Everybody was just staying at home and shit. We're just fucking checking in on the group chat at 7 o'clock in the morning every day, like, "Hey, I'm still alive type shit. And then we went back to work.
Damn.
Man, them motherfucking streets was quiet as a motherfucker when COVID first hit.
Hell yeah.
The motherfuckers was empty. Hotels was closed down. Niggas was skateboarding and bike riding on the motherfucking
strip
and shit. Hell
yeah,
yeah,
that shit was crazy.
Damn.
Yo, LSU.
I remember nigga couldn't get a haircut for a minute.
LSU goddamn better do something.
Do something.
They're not gonna do something. Lose.
Wow.
Let's see here. Carly Russell pleads guilty and shit. Will not serve jail time after faking her own abduction. The Birmingham woman who faked her own kidnapping will not serve jail time. 26-year-old Carly Russell pleaded guilty to 2 misdemeanor counts for filing a false police report. Jefferson County Circuit Judge David Carpenter sentenced her to 12 months of supervised probation, 100 hours of community service, and $17,000 paid in restitution to the city of Hoover.
Why'd she do this? Like over a nigga?
Remember?
I mean, I kind of remember. It was a light-skinned nigga, and he was at the club during club appearances.
Oh, yeah. But I remember I said it sounded fishy from the motherfucking beginning, and I was right. Just like I was right with Jesse Smollett. But, yeah. She didn't get no jail time. Fuck it. She got the base for it.
The judge said it'd be a waste of the taxpayers' money.
To throw her in jail, yeah.
When the juicy shit happened, though, it's like, why is you going to Subway in the dead of winter at 3 a.m. or 2 a.m.? That's what I was thinking. Like, it's got to be better for
you. Why you still got the noose around your neck, nigga? That would have been the first thing you did is take the fucking noose off.
Right. Yeah, like, motherfuckers trying to hang you.
You wearing it like a tie, nigga.
Like he walking around like fucking escape slave and shit.
It's crazy how niggas fuck up their career for some goofy shit, man.
Oh, my God.
This nigga, Jonathan Majors, man. This nigga was supposed to be Kang for several movies.
I don't know. Well,
the bitch suing him now.
I know, but I don't know. He didn't fuck up his career like that. You know what I'm saying? They fucked up his career.
Being with that raggedy bitch fucked up his career.
Yeah, that part for
sure. Should have had you a sister from the beginning, buddy.
He got a sister now, and he's still lame as hell.
I'm just saying. Hey, nigga, if you're smart with your money, you should be good. You should be set for life anyway. You nigga was in Creed. He was in motherfucking Ant-Man. He was in the fucking the Loki series on fucking Disney.
Yeah.
Been a lot of shit.
I don't be feeling sorry for these niggas because these niggas make way more money than me. Give me what you make for 1 year. I'll live off that for the rest of my life, nigga. Instead, shit, I'm just a humble working man. So fuck y'all rich niggas fucking off y'all paper. That's what you fucking idiots get. Cherish that shit next time, nigga.
Yeah, man. Yeah. All right, where we at?
I was just talking about car. Oh, the FBI, Little Rascals trio, age 11, 12, and 16, arrested for robbing a Houston bank. Where the parents at, man? 11 and 12?
What?
11, 12, and 16. What is going on with niggas, man?
Come on, Little Rascals.
3 boys, age 11, 12, and 16, and dubbed the Little Rascals, have been arrested for robbing a bank in Houston. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez said the youngsters are in custody and been charged with robbery by threat. Gonzalez said that because of their ages, no additional information would be released.
Okay, y'all know my question. What are they?
You already know. I'm going to say, hold on.
Oh. Are they white? Are they black?
I'm going to say some niggas.
Are they Hispanic? It's Houston. It could be any of them.
Everybody's Houston. I'm sorry. They arrested for robbing a Wells Fargo bank in the Greens Point area of North Houston on March 14th. The FBI posted an image of the trio on X showing all three of them wearing hoodies inside the bank's lobby. A message left.
Oh, we got answers. One's black. One's maybe Hispanic, and I can't tell the other one. Here y'all go.
See. 2 niggas in an essay. Yep. Fucked up youth, man. What's going on? Niggas. Going to rob a bank.
With his bare face out.
Bare face.
You don't even know what you're doing.
Yeah. You know what? Somebody put them niggas up to that shit. And told them if y'all get caught, y'all just going to get charged as juveniles. But if y'all get away with it, we're going to split the money.
16, yeah. 11, and 12. That's
where are the fucking parents at, man? Where are your mother and father at, man?
Somebody said the bank teller was definitely in on it because most people would have laughed at them. Like, get the fuck out of here, little boy. Right.
I can't see my 11-year-old getting that far away from me.
To go rob a bank.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Was it on some like, oh, your mom drop us off and then
my
11-year-old's
not
going to
hang with no fucking 16-year-old anyway. In under any circumstances.
Unless yeah, like maybe like in the neighborhood. Yeah, in the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? But not
no,
leaving
no.
the neighborhood.
What do you...
Neighbors, nigga, kids hang out oh, okay, in front
but,
of the houses.
Yeah,
they
but, I'm,
ride
but me,
bikes,
my thing is, what do you, as a 16-year-old, want to hang out with my 11-year-old for? You should be out trying to get some pussy.
That's what I'm saying.
Or
in,
driving
in,
a car.
In the neighborhood, I understand. If they're, you know, they riding their bikes, they throwing the football, you know what I'm saying? That's how we got... That's how our neighbors are. It's all types of ages outside fucking around. Yeah, but not leaving the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying?
Not to go rob a fucking Wells Fargo.
Not to go nowhere. Branch. You ain't going to motherfucking Burlington. With,
yeah,
with
nigga, like,
you know what I'm saying?
It's, I think, man, I don't know. I think.
That's what we were talking about when you were talking about what's the age where your kid could walk to this.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? How old was he?
I still haven't let him.
Right, right. And
oh, he's 14. He about to be 15, yeah.
Okay, right. So, yeah, same thing.
Man. Yeah.
Man, not letting him.
No, nah, I'm not really letting you do
not
all
getting
that.
In no fucking
technology bed. Has like desensitized.
We live in a weird area shit. Where like if he unsupervised, like mm-hmm. any like they yeah. might say he doing something
and
that he's not
when
doing.
When we were young, niggas used to walk miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or ride bikes. Our bikes yeah. miles. For
very far.
And our
yeah.
parents had no clue we were.
And how old were we then?
Shit. Younger than
how
that.
How old were you?
12.
Yeah.
So I had to be 10. 10.
Yeah.
11, right. 12, 13. Yeah.
Yeah.
Riding fucking bikes, miles and miles and miles. We
I ain't gonna say miles and miles.
We
I
know
went.
We used to ride miles. We used to have true. We used to make
the cannonball run.
Cannonball run. I mean, we used yeah. to have races modeled after cannonball.
Oh, that's
run.
Cool.
Get to the mall first.
Or, no, that's like cool.
A, y'all go this way. Your little bike gang. Go
our
this
crew
way.
Go this way. Our crew and we'll see who
see
gets
who get there,
there
yeah. first. That's what's up.
Then we usually come back to my motherfucking mom's house and order some motherfucking Pizza Hut.
And we had a big ass Black Panther.
Oh, personal pan pizzas were so good. Right. Like, why were they so good back then?
Shit was different.
Pizza Hut was different.
It was different.
We had a big
at
ass,
the salad bars.
Black Panther
had the pizza
cartoon
buffet inside and shit.
Black Panther drawing in our basement.
Oh, nice.
Of the of the Marvel guy.
That's what's up.
What's his name? Rest in peace.
Right.
Can we get a new Black Panther movie?
We should. We need a. They should just. They should have. I guess, but how they going to, what's it going to be? He's going to go through a time warp?
No, nah, he'd be about 15.
The nigga was 3 years old.
No, nah, he was older than that.
But if he's 15, so everybody else got to be hella older then, too. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, who's going to play him?
I don't know. We
they should have just let another nigga be him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, who? just get a new king. A new
T'Challa?
Yeah.
Yeah, but his name can be whatever.
It could just, be fucking T'Challa. But
oh, just bring him
T'Challa
back.
T'Challa now played by fucking such and such.
They said he died already, though.
I'm saying they should have never killed him off.
But now what do they do?
I guess they ain't got no choice to bring his fucking son as the right. new king. But, I mean, I would have let motherfucking Michael B. Jordan be the new T'Challa. I would have found a way to bring him back. But.
Oh, to bring Killmonger back?
Yeah.
And then make him T'Challa? Call
no,
him T'Challa?
No. Just make him the Black Panther.
Right. Yeah. That would have been good. That was going around. It was going to happen in the
more better. I would rather him be the Black Panther than fucking Shuri. You know what I'm saying? She got her ass whooped by goddamn fish man and shit until she dried the nigga out.
But she had
to outsmart the nigga.
She ain't even drank the strength of the Black Panther yet. Like, you don't even know that, like, she can't be.
Shit. Yeah. She did do the shit.
She didn't drink nothing.
Yeah, she did. She
got to do it to be the Black Panther.
She took the shit in the movie.
Did she?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
She got
her
to,
ever.
Though. That's yeah. the part of being a Black
she
Panther.
She took the shit that said that.
So why? Be a regular nigga with a costume.
So why, she can't, be the new Black Panther then?
She got her ass whooped by goddamn.
Well, they all get their ass whooped.
Everybody get their ass whooped.
No, but her mom got killed.
Yeah.
Her mom got killed. Her fucking city got wasted by
so
the flying fish nigga.
So she mad.
She couldn't protect shit.
So she coming Panther. Back with a vengeance.
Yeah, and we need a young, real whatever the fuck it is, Miles Morales movie, Spider-Man.
He's a Puerto Rican nigga, though.
Yeah.
His daddy was black. Wasn't his daddy black?
His uncle was black.
Right. Yeah, that'd be dope.
It can't be the nigga that, they said it can't be the nigga that voices him in the shit, though, in the Spider-Man,
movie?
The Spider-Verse shit.
Why?
Yeah, said that he don't look the part.
Aw, what do you look like?
Like a nigga that don't look like Miles Morales.
I said give it to the little boy from Blackish.
The littlest one?
Yeah. He,
I can
you know,
see that.
He's kind of older now.
Yeah,
you know
he
mean?
Older, yeah. I can see that.
I don't know.
Dang, I don't know. I don't know neither. If some of them little young niggas from, nah, they all too dark.
From what?
I was about to say the young niggas from Top Boy, if they can get rid of those British accents.
Them niggas can. Look at all the rest of them.
Yeah.
Have y'all heard of Three Body Problem?
Did you? I've heard of it on Netflix. What is it about? And is it good?
Yeah, it's good. Summarize it. The first episode is about this bitch watches her dad get killed by the Chinese government, basically.
Okay.
And then they imprison her at first. And then but she's smart as fuck, like a physicist. Her dad was a physicist too.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just saying shit that they thought was radical, but wasn't. It was just real shit. But anyway, they put her in this facility where she's working, and she sends a signal, use the sun to amplify the signal to just out into space to whoever's listening.
They're about to let LSU pull ahead because they keep getting Middle Tennessee in foul trouble. Look at all the fouls they got.
Damn.
Bitch sends a signal into space, receives a signal.
That's how they about to let them
receives
win.
A signal back.
Mm-hmm.
With a message that says, do not send a motherfucking another message. You're lucky that I found this out of all my people, that I got this message.
Mm.
Do not send a message back. They will come and conquer.
Oh, shit.
And the Chinese bitch who watched her dad get killed in the beginning sent the motherfucking message back.
Cool.
Come on.
Oh, she said, come on?
Come on. We need to be reset, basically.
Oh, shit.
So, and the fucking, so then it goes from there.
And the motherfuckers came?
They're on their way.
Oh, yeah, they on their way.
They'll be here in 400 years.
I think we got to watch it.
Oh, shit.
But they make their presence known. And it's just like, it's some good. If you like sci-fi, and I know you fuck with it, you'll like it.
Was it on Netflix?
Netflix, yeah.
Yeah.
I watched the whole fucking series.
Damn, she found her hella hard.
In one day. So, yeah. I ain't got nothing else. Y'all got anything else? I thought Ray was going to be on that goddamn Kendrick Lamar shit for a good hour, but I figured maybe they got it out of their system on the 5th. Oh, you don't? Well, you're out squatted the squatter shit. I couldn't pull that shit up.
Okay, but. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Okay, so there's this white man, and I found, where did I find his? Oh damn it, I can't see it now. But anyway, fuck.
Flash Shelton.
Yeah. He basically, like, so originally this happened, like, to, like, his family members, like, maybe, like, his mom or something. Like, she passed away, and, like, in the process of them, like, trying to figure out what they was gonna do with the house, some people, like, got into the house and were living there.
Mm.
And he basically found a way to squat them out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he went in there and acted like he was squatting.
Right.
When they left and moved all their shit out, and basically made them so uncomfortable that they just ended up leaving. And so now people are hiring him
to out-squat
people, okay, that are sitting.
He said if a squatter initially refused to leave or can't be removed immediately because of legal constraints, Shelton said he would have the homeowner write up a lease so he can move into the house with the squatter. He said, I can basically become a tenant and live with them until they choose to leave on their own. He said, go in and sit on the couch, open the fridge, and basically like, I don't know what you're doing, but this is my home now. Basically, devoing the motherfucker.
Yeah, just like going eating their shit.
Is it a black dude?
No, white man.
he said the adrenaline kicks in, and I just go in, and I just feel comfortable, and I just make it happen.
He go in there and make sandwiches.
He said, they're not only surprised, they don't know how to react. He said he likes to install Ring cameras in every room
until
the squatters they're on a reality show. He said people kind of want to get away as fast as possible.
He comes in and he puts cameras everywhere before he do anything else.
So they leave the house for whatever they go do.
To work or wherever they're going. Right. And then he go in.
How does he get in initially though? Because I'm the squatter. Break in when the squatter ain't home.
Mm-hmm.
And then just be like, hey, got my feet up on the couch.
He got a lease and he got cameras all over the house.
Oh, you gotta see. Yeah, they need to make a reality show out of this. I don't think he's gonna live that long.
Somebody goes.
Squatters already seem like they a little wild.
Because you wild as hell for doing that. Like, right. So you capable of
like, you in my house? That's the squatter going.
Yeah.
You in my motherfucking house with your feet up?
Get shanked up.
But squatters is a bad motherfucker, boy. That's
crazy. That's some crazy, like, bullshit to do.
Now, Now, if you know your homie is, damn, they're not squatters.
Okay.
But they live in a house that's not theirs.
Squatters
don't have fake leases.
Yeah, they do. That's how they get in. That's how. Like, if somebody reports them and police knock on the door, the police can't do nothing about it. It has to be like a court thing.
Hold on, they're living in a house with a fake lease. They're not paying no mortgage, no rent.
Right,
they're squatting.
That's squatting.
Oh, I guess so.
You know a nigga doing that?
Do you know how I can do? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, both. Y'all know people that do? Well, I guess I do.
No, I don't know nobody that do.
I never thought of them as squatters, though.
That's what they are.
But
it's not like they're that lease isn't real.
Squatters, I look at them. Squatters, I look at it
like homeless like niggas smokers. Inside a house.
Yeah, nah, yeah. Hell no.
The house all fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Some of these motherfuckers had the house living in with your furniture all nice and shit.
Yeah, with the air conditioning on.
Change the motherfucking lock.
Yeah, all of that.
Shit in the house.
Yeah, that's the squatter.
You thought, so hold up.
I know plenty squatters. I know at least.
A bunch of them? How long have they been squatting?
I know about.
Are they fucked off? What, they don't work or what are they doing?
Well, you know what? Actually, probably none of them squat anymore.
Okay, but they all have?
Jesus Christ. I don't got none of them in my circle.
Yeah.
Nah, hell no.
I know a couple.
So how long? That's how basically long homeless
they
niggas.
They were homeless basically.
Years.
I don't want them motherfuckers like that around me.
I won't say that they homeless because they pay like the electricity is on and the house is functioning.
You can turn the water on yourself. You can turn your electric on in the meter with the meter if they close it out, and you can turn your water on yourself if they close it out too. I know these methods, believe me.
Interesting.
So a squatter don't have to pay shit, really.
But I don't think nobody ever came to put them out. You know what I'm saying?
How long were they doing this?
From the house, I remember they were in for a couple of years.
That is fucking.
And they had no jobs this whole time.
They weren't. You're making it seem like homeless again.
They were regular.
It'd be regular people that can't.
It's a hustle.
Yeah.
Were they saving money so when the jig was up, they could eventually get a fucking place?
Yeah, I hope so. No, they had money, though. It wasn't like they were, you know what I'm saying?
Of course you got money. If you got a job and you squat in another nigga's shit, you saving $1,500, $1,600 on mortgage or whatever.
A little bit more than that.
Or, yeah, whatever.
Rent's a little bit higher.
It's Vegas, man. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but no, I don't know no niggas that's that bold.
On the black-owned businesses in Las Vegas, the Facebook page, mm-hmm. it'd be a lot of niggas that be saying that like, if you need help finding a place,
mm-hmm.
and I'd be like, those niggas got fake leases. It feel real, yeah.
Fake lease is nice if you can, when you get caught, you got somewhere to go immediately.
Yeah, but that's risky.
When you got a
hold on. A fake lease.
Yes.
Oh, squatting is
just an empty house. You go get a fake lease for it and then bust the door down and then go in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man.
If a police or something comes to you, you have that piece of paper.
Yeah.
They can't verify if it's not real or not. And the person who actually owns the home has to like go through the court process, proceedings. Yeah. And okay. It takes at least 30 days. You would be a squatter.
Only proceeding I'm going through is putting on my motherfucking ski mask.
That's what that white man said, what he did to get people out of his mom's home after she passed away.
I'm not even doing what he did with the fake lease and shit. I'm putting on a ski mask. I'm coming through at night, and I'm putting you motherfuckers the fuck out. And then I'm going to come in the morning, and I'm going to move my stuff back in, and I'm going to call the police. I'm going to be like, looks like there was a fight in my house.
No, but they're going to call the police.
Okay, on the nigga's ski mask. I'm going to be gone by then.
Yeah. They're going to be like, a dude just broke into my house.
Yeah, I got a lease.
Okay, and I'll come every night for a week if I have to.
Oh, okay.
They're going to learn.
You're going to terrorize them.
They're going to learn. They're going to fucking learn.
You know, I feel you. I feel the same way, though. Motherfucking money.
I'm going to get them out of my motherfucking house.
Yeah. I hear it.
I will. And man, woman, or child, bitch, don't be a squatter to have your family in my house.
Yeah, especially you got insurance on your house. Break your motherfucking windows
out. I'm kicking your kids in the chest.
Pay you a little down, whatever.
I'm kicking your fucking 11-year-old kid in the chest, nigga. I'm punching your wife in the mouth.
Wait. If you can make a fake lease, right, then you could get insurance on stuff.
Yeah.
So what happens if somebody in your house and you trying to get them out and you start breaking your shit and they file the claims?
Damn.
Nigga ain't gonna leave me in my house long enough to find no plan.
I can't think of that scenario. Yeah, well, that, I then was you just think them motherfuckers thinking insurance fraud.
Yeah. Okay. That yeah. That's federal. That. Yeah. You don't want that. Whew. Lord. Yeah. That's rough. That's crazy.
Imagine coming home after vacation.
And this nigga's and you, in
you
your
put,
house.
You put your fucking key in the lock. And this shit work. Ain't working. But you work. Hear. You hear music and shit in your motherfucking crib. And
cars
and
in the driveway.
Barbecue. And it smelled like some chicken fried up in this motherfucker. Like, what the fuck? Man, you wouldn't, it, man, it yeah. would take an act of God to keep me off your motherfucking
But that's
ass.
What you do. You lose it, then you call the police, and the police come and be like, hey, there ain't nothing I can do. They got a lease.
Yeah, you're going to have to go to court.
You got squatter's rights. I'll be like, thank you, officer. Thank you, officer.
Yes, we sir. Won't need you anymore. I got it from here.
I see. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, officer. I see how it's got to be handled. Okay. You won't get no more calls from me.
You see the score of this shit?
Yeah.
Unless you came back on that ass. Like
but I'm telling y'all what just happened. Right. They fucking hella let Middle Tennessee get mad foul so that they can keep making these extra fucking buckets.
LSU persevere, but I think South Carolina win this shit. I think South Carolina gonna win the whole thing, probably. Them motherfucking girls.
I'm not saying LSU ain't good, but I'm saying that it was just a plethora of like crazy fouls that all just happened in this one quarter.
Right, they've been losing the whole game.
Yeah.
No, they weren't losing the whole game.
Shit. Well, since we've been watching.
Right now, like.
They start losing in the fourth quarter. Or, wait, this is the third.
Oh, never mind. They was losing the whole first half of the game.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, anyway, fuck them.
Anyway. It's just
I think
crazy.
That's it. We got anything else?
No, I don't think so. See? These bitches. Okay, anyway. Yeah, that's it. Ray, tell everybody where they can find you.
Real quick, let me tell y'all this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell, this nigga been on media takeout.
Chick-fil-A. Now they're switching the type of chicken they will serve.
I read that.
Due to supply issue.
What? Yeah, they're about to have, like, hormone chicken again now.
I don't know. Right now, it should be. When? Because I just had Chick-fil-A Thursday, and that shit was good as a motherfucker.
Not yet. It's still hormone-free and all of that other shit, but they are about to switch supplies, and they about to have regular-ass chicken that everybody else have now.
Oh, man. Chick-fil-A fucking up.
I might have to get some right now before they change it.
I had it last night. But, yeah.
I haven't had
a spicy Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and fries.
A long time.
Spicy chicken sandwich was good.
Since, like, last year.
I got Chick-fil-A right down the street, too.
Yeah, me too. My shit's like 2 minutes away from my house.
Mine ain't far either, but it always. Oh,
it's right down there by the Gold Coast. 5 minutes away.
All right, y'all. We out for this week. Follow me at RaySun724 on Twitter and IG. The RaySun Report on YouTube. Y'all see my new intro?
No.
I'll show y'all at the show. Shit's dope.
I'm just going to follow you.
And the Fifth Element Hip Hop on YouTube.
All right.
Peace.
You guys can find me on IG at Chris__. That's KHRIS. And it's _Chris on Twitter. I'll see you guys next time.
Follow the show at 420 Vegas Podcast on Facebook, IG, TikTok, and Twitter. Follow me at VegasA_420 on Twitter and VegasA Facebook on IG. I'm VegasA on Facebook, IG, and TikTok. Man, don't you hate them goddamn bots on motherfucking Twitter?
Yeah.
Half naked bitch that you automatically know it's a bot because she's got fucking 3 followers and she's following 4,000 motherfucking mm-hmm. people. Like, bitch, get off my goddamn page.
For a while, they were like getting rid of them automatically, but that's not really working so much. So, all right, y'all. We'll see you guys next week.
Fall 20 in Vegas, I got some cushy tryna slide. Fall 20 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. Fall 20 in Vegas, yeah. Fall 20 in Vegas, I got some cushy tryna slide. Fall 20 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. Fall 20 in Vegas, yeah. Just let the plug, finna pin my brother up. Just got a smoking, finna roll another one. Put some wax in my blunt, man, that shit had me stuck. And my eyes hella low, cause I stay high as fuck. I've been smoking out the pound, but it still ain't enough. I don't wanna hit y'all weight, cause I think that is bunk. If you ever in my city, better roll that shit up. Only reason that you stress, cause you ain't smoking enough. You said he wanna smoke like me, but it ain't potent enough. I'm finna roll another wood, so you know that it's stuck. Smoking on some cheetah piss, but it smell like a skunk. Hey,